And now, with a comprehensive look at local, regional, and national sports news, scores, and highlights, it's Aaron Kauk with the Skinny on Sports Report.
It's good to have you with us for this event.
Good afternoon, Western Oklahoma. I'm Aaron Kauk, and this is the Skinny on Sports Report. For the first time this season, the Elk City Elkettes softball team tasted defeat. Kingfisher scored two runs in the seventh to beat Elk City 2-1 in Class 4A District 1 contest yesterday. Aubrey Pogue suffered her first loss, going all seven innings in the circle, giving up two runs on six hits, five strikeouts, but walked five. Elkettes are only able to muster four hits at the plate. Ella Satilli had the only RBI. Lily Voth of Kingfisher got the win in the circle for the Lady Jackets. Elsewhere in the district, Weatherford topped Bethany 8-2. Woodward stepped outside of district play and doubled up Alva 2-1. Clinton fell to Hydro Weekly 4-3. Mount St. Mary outslugged Bishop Kelly 10-5. Standings look like this. Weatherford on top, 4-1. Woodward's next, 4-2. Elk City's third at 3-1. Kingfisher next at 3-2. Bethany's 3-3. Then Mount St. Mary and Clinton tied at 0-4. Huge day tomorrow in the district. Weatherford's here visiting the Brown and White in Elk City. Another fast pitch action yesterday. Repo Butler won twice at the Hydro Weekly Festival, shutting out Bray Doyle 12-0, whipping up on Shattuck 10-2. Cheyenne also won twice, 3-1 against Arnett, shut out Clinton 6-0. Arnett tripped up Hydro Weekly 2-1. Sayre edged Burns Flatdale City 7-4. Calumet Hammond shut out Olesti El Dorado 1-0. Won them won a slugfest against Sentinel 20-12. Canute held off Merritt 4-1. Snyder blanked Cordell 2-0. Hinton blasted Hobart 8-1. Navajo handled Hollis 8-2. Leedy was 2 better than Moreland 4-2. And then Mangum swept 2 from Texoma 11-0 and 29-2. In fall baseball action, Canute tripped up Bingeroni 7-2. Fort Cobb Broxton topped Granite 9-0 and Blair 11-4. Then Blair beat Granite 4-1. Calumet edged Oaktahaw 7-4. Hammond spanked Leedy 9-1. And Lomega outslugged Sweetwater 16-8. This week's high school rankings released yesterday afternoon. Class A fast pitch, Rapo Butler's 4th, Navajo 5, Cheyenne 10, Hollis 15, Canute 16, Shattuck 17, Ceilings 18th. Class B on the fast pitch diamond, Lukeba Sickles 5, Leedy 9, Arnett 13, and Mountview Godibo 16. Fall baseball, Class A, Arapaho Butler's 4th there as well, Canute 7, Navajo 10, Hydro Weekly 11, and Cheyenne's 20th. Class B, Calumet's number 1, Fort Cobb Broxton number 2, Sentinel 7, Leedy 10, and Hammond 11. Then also we've got the Oklahomans high school football rankings, local teams in those. In Class 4A, you've got the Clinton Red Tornadoes number 7, Weatherford Eagles 9, and Big Elks number 10. In Class A Division 2, Mangum's number 9, Class B Division 1, Laverne's number 1, in B Division 2, Ceiling number 2, Shattuck number 6, and the Mountain View Godibo comes in 5th in the Class C football rankings this week. Check back tomorrow for your daily sports fix right here on the Skinny on Sports Report. I'm Aaron Kauk.